Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Non-24 podcast series. Eric Weinmayer, a world-renowned blind adventurer, will be speaking with us about how he has used his passion for overcoming obstacles to live his life to the fullest despite non-24-hour sleep-wake disorder, or non-24. If you have any questions about non-24, please call 855-856-2424 or visit non-24.com. Now, let's hear what Eric has to say.
Good morning. Thank you.
Now, Eric, many of our listeners have probably heard your name before since you're well-known in the blindness community, but why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a bit about some of your amazing feats?
Well, I've been blind for most of my life, since I was about 13 years old, and I've been able to live a pretty exciting, a pretty adventuresome life. I have been able to climb mountains. That's what I'm most known for, mountains all around the world. In 2001, I was fortunate enough to reach the summit of Mount Everest. I became the only blind person to this date to climb Mount Everest, the tallest peak in the world. And, you know, along with that, lots of adventures, you know, tandem biking and solo paragliding, adventure races around the world. Next September, I'd like to try to kayak the Grand Canyon, 277 miles of the Grand Canyon, and that will go through some really big rapids and will probably take something like 22 days.
I should say, that's so impressive. Now, Eric, you seem to have been able to manage your blindness based on your amazing accomplishments. What are some of the other challenges you've faced?
As a blind person, you get really good at trying to figure out how to break through barriers in your life. What people don't know about me is that I have a disorder called non-24-hour disorder, or non-24. It's a serious chronic circadian rhythm disorder that affects not only my sleep patterns, but it impacts my life and my training schedule. But it's something I've struggled with ever since I went blind. I'm one of 80,000 totally blind Americans with non-24, and I've heard that 70% of totally blind Americans suffer from this disorder.
Well, when you were actually diagnosed with non-24, Eric, what was your reaction, and what advice would you give to someone experiencing symptoms of this disorder like yourself?
Well, I didn't know what was wrong with me. I was just sleeping poorly, and I was sleeping sort of a lot in the day and not sleeping very well at nighttime. So I went and told my physician, and he recommended me on a sleep study.
Now, when are your non-24 symptoms the most challenging, and how do you cope with them?
When I travel internationally, for instance, I did an adventure race through Greenland for 5 days. You know, you've climbed 20, 30,000 feet of elevation gain that day. You know, you're working for 15 hours a day as hard as you possibly can. And then you go to sleep at night, you're exhausted, but you can't sleep. So it's hard to recover.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like non-24 and not blindness itself has been perhaps one of the most difficult and ongoing challenges in your personal life and career, Eric. What keeps you motivated to continue challenging yourself and, you know, changing the perception of what it means to be blind?
My entire life, I've really tried to work to really push through the barriers that blindness presents. And so that gives me extra motivation to want to push through this disorder as well. And so, you know, I do things that are smart things for everyone who's blind and with this disorder to try. You know, I try to get regular sleep, even if I'm laying awake at night. You know, I try to go to bed at the same time and try to wake up at the same time and not try to give in to this disorder, this feeling that you want to sleep through the day. I get a lot of exercise. I eat well. No alcohol. I do drink some coffee, but I drink it in the morning, and I am careful not to drink it in the afternoon. So it's really lifestyle choices, and that does take motivation and discipline in your life.
Now, you've accomplished so much despite blindness and despite non-24, Eric. Many people listening right now with non-24, you know, they might be fearful of discussing their symptoms because they don't want to be labeled lazy. What made you want to speak up about your symptoms of non-24?
Well, it definitely took a lot of courage to go to my doctor and just say, hey, I think I I have trouble sleeping, and this is affecting my life. And I think that's a good step that people should take, because you know, you want to be able to diagnose this, and you want to be able to understand that this has a name, that you're not imagining things, you're not lazy, that this is a real issue that blind people struggle with. I love to empower others, so I'd like to empower others to learn more about their non-24 and seek out more information.
Eric, thank you for your inspiring story. Now, to learn more about non-24, please call 855-856-2424 to speak with a health educator, or you can visit online at non-24.com. Thanks again for tuning in to the Non-24 podcast series, and keep checking back for insights from physicians, life coaches, and patients about managing your Non-24.